God bless you all. Today, I'm going to talk about having a grateful heart, which is a path to spiritual and mental well-being. Let's start with the Bible. So I'm opened up to Psalm chapter 107, verse 1. Again, that's Psalm chapter 107, verse 1, where it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And again, that's in Psalm 107, verse 1. So this scripture is a call to give thanks to God for his steadfast love, and it recounts various situations where people face challenges but were rescued by God's intervention. That's the history of all of it. The passage emphasizes the importance of acknowledging God's goodness and mercy in all circumstances. In a world filled with challenges and uncertainties, numerous studies have illuminated the transformative power of gratitude on mental health. As we dive into the depths of this wisdom, we find this gratitude is not merely a positive habit, but a profound practice that aligns with the core of Christianity. It's all founded in the Bible. The scripture teaches us that gratitude is a natural response to God's providence and the abundance of his blessings. The simple act of expressing gratitude not only deepens our connection with God, but also instills in us a sense of humility and appreciation for the richness of our lives. In embracing gratitude, we are reminded to focus on the present moment, finding joy in simple things, and fostering a positive mindset. So remember, in the scripture, Psalm 107, verse 1, it encourages us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This verse is all about the essence of gratitude within our faith. Think about it. Our thanksgiving becomes a testimony to God's enduring love and faithfulness, creating a total ripple effect of positive emotions in our hearts. Let that sink in for a moment. The interplay between Christian principles of both forgiveness and gratitude is a powerful force for our own mental well-being. So check this out. By following these guiding principles, we are provided with a roadmap to emotional healing, resilience, and a positive mindset. Forgiveness becomes a liberating act, releasing us from the shackles of emotional burdens and paving the way for inner peace. Gratitude, on the other hand, shifts our perspective from scarcity to abundance. So it basically fosters contentment, joy, and social well-being. As we express gratitude to God and others, we acknowledge all of the blessings that surround us, creating an environment of thankfulness that goes beyond our circumstances. Our gratitude to God makes our circumstances small compared to what God gives us in abundance in his love. It is through faith we feel that love. It's essential to recognize that the influence of Christianity's foundation of forgiveness and gratitude on mental health is amazing and a true blessing from God. The transformative power of forgiveness and gratitude is universal, benefiting all of us coming from diverse backgrounds. Embracing these principles opens the door to emotional well-being, resilience, and spiritual growth. As we navigate the journey of life, let us build a grateful heart while we think of Psalm 107, verse 1, where it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." In doing so, we discover a path to spiritual and mental well-being, anchored in the timeless wisdom of gratitude and the boundless love of our Creator. May God bless you, and thank you for watching.